So she's back. Our good friend Elizabeth Overstreet, she's the author of the book, The Relationship Investor's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. Elizabeth, we love you around here. All the guys, they got shade. I know. They got, look, you notice they all got deodorant on tonight. They clean shade. Joseph went and got a pedicure today. You know, all of that good stuff. The gentlemen here, they love you, and I love you as well, too. Welcome back to the
show.
Love
you, too, Art. It's so good to be home.
We're glad to have you here, darling. So listen, tell my audience who you are and what makes you Elizabeth Overstreet, this coach and expert.
So I'm Elizabeth Overstreet, and as you said, I wrote the book, The Relationship Investigator's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. And I'm a relationship coach. I've been through it all. I've dated as a single woman. I've dated as a single parent. I've been married and divorced. So just a lot of experiences with good and bad relationships and figuring out how to find my way to a healthy relationship. And my goal is to help other people find their path as well.
Well, I think that's a good thing. And that's why, you know, it's amazing that tonight's conversation already has been about breakups. Having one of the members of Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, Love I Lost and Bad Luck. And, you know, and what I find so funny is that more and more people are breaking up nowadays. And some people can have an amenable, you know, breakup where there's no problems and situations. Then there's other people who just had the most ignorant ghetto breakups that I've ever seen in my life. And you know what's so funny, Joseph? I actually have only had the police calling situation one time. I can admit that.
And
the police got there, knew who I was. It was a mess. But that was one. I really don't play that. I really don't. If we're not good for each other, then take what you got and go on. I don't have time for that, because if that's the case, I'd have been in jail 30 years ago. So I don't have that kind of time for that. I don't believe in that. If we are not compatible, we're not compatible. And so a lot of people in this day and age, Elizabeth, don't know how to break up properly. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the age of social media, there's the text breakup. There's the
What?
Well, you know, where people just text you and say it's over.
Yes.
There's the disappearing breakup where they just
disappear. I wish somebody would text me and tell me we don't.
It happened to me. Yeah.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah, girl, text me like, I don't think we're right for each other. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Do a text message.
Ain't that something?
I might still have it. Let me bring it
Joseph,
up. Read.
Look, Joseph. Heifer. Right, right. Ain't that something? All right, so, okay, go ahead, Elizabeth.
And then there's the waiting to exhale breakup, which we all remember the scene where Angela Bassett put her husband's stuff on fire in the front yard. So there's the extreme breakup where people inflict violence or they act out towards that other person because they're upset. And we know she had reason to be upset, but she went a little bit over the edge. So there's all these extremes to breaking up now.
Really interesting. All right, so let's start off with our first thing that you want to teach us. Always do in person, and if at all possible, do not do it in the public.
Yeah, I mean, breaking up with someone can be really hard.
Okay.
And you got to suck it up. If you're not wanting to be with this person, have the conversation with them. Be real. Be mature about it. Do it in a place where they can express their emotions too. But doing it in public would just exacerbate the situation.
All right, so do not go to your local bowling alley and go in there and show up and show out and all that. Do not go to your church on Sunday and, you know, outdo the choir and all that because you want to break. Yeah, don't. You know,
don't do it on social media.
Don't do it on social
media. Don't tweet about it. Don't just take all the pictures down and not say anything to them. But communicate. Just say, you know what, it's not working. You're a great person, but we're not compatible.
So now am I breaking? I'm coming in a minute to you, Joseph. Joseph got his answer. So am I breaking up with them at my house, their house, or do we do it at Chuck E. Cheese? I mean, you know, because you saying don't do it in public, but then I'm thinking, and then I don't want to do it via text message. So where? Like at the currency exchange on the corner, maybe? Well, where's cameras?
Don't go to the currency exchange or Long John Silver's. So that's your favorite spot.
Okay, I'm curious, like, where should we do
this?
Well,
you know, when I say public, I think, you know, in a crowded restaurant. But, I mean, if you want to go to a small place like a Starbucks or somewhere, I'm trying to think of other places where it's a more intimate setting where there's not a ton of people around. I think that's appropriate, too.
All right, like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Something like that.
Okay, Joseph, what was your comment?
Why would you tell them, like, okay, you're a great person?
Because you could be a good person, just not for them.
Yeah, but then, never mind, go ahead. I understand.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, Lord. We look, the whole idea.
I just believe in telling the truth.
Look, the whole idea is not to break hearts here. The whole, you know, but I get it. I get it. It's going to come back.
If you send me a text message.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
And again, what did I call her, Joseph? A female cow. That's what I called her. Yes, I did. All right. So your point number two, Elizabeth, is never make a scene and keep your, oh, Lord, keep your bat, S-H-I-T, to a minimum. So, okay, I get that. But now, come on now.
So
people get so ignorant when you break up with them. Now, how do you keep the ignorant to a minimum?
Look, it's okay. I mean, when someone breaks up with you that you really like, it's okay to want to feel bad about it or upset about it. Those are all normal emotions. But what you don't want to do, and it's okay to even throw a tantrum in the privacy of your home, you know, but keep it to a minimum. Don't go key up their car. Don't go stalk them.
Yeah, that's a female thing. When cars are keyed, a woman does that.
Right,
dude, even gay dudes don't key cars. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a woman thing.
Right. And it's so normal to grieve when you care about somebody or you love someone and you lose that person. It's such a normal emotion. It's normal. It's almost like losing someone in death in a way, right? You're going to go through anger. You're going to go through denial, bargaining, acceptance, and then you will come back to realize and like, you know, this probably did work out for the best not being with that person. And that's going to take time. But acting out, doing physical harm to them, doing physical harm to their property, all of that just makes you look really stupid. So
I mean, I've heard the stories, though. I've heard, you know, I mean, let's look at the man who, you know, allegedly set this building on fire for $10. I know people who, you know, Al Green and the Hot Grits. I mean, just foolish things in the sake of love. And then a lot of people say, well, you know, love will make you do foolish things. I don't know, because I'm not trying to go to jail. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
It does. It's emotions, and emotions aren't logical at all. I mean, our emotions make us a bit irrational, right? But at the end of the day, you want to be able to look back on it and not have an embarrassing moment. So if you have to do something in the privacy of your home, if you want to burn some pictures, that's cool. Do that in the privacy of your home. If you need to talk it out or vent it out, find someone you trust that's a friend or a family member and have the discussion with them. But doing something to the other person, it's hard to recover from that, because when we think about Al Green, we think about the Hot Grits. When we think about Lionel Richie, we think about him getting beat up by his wife for having the affair, right?
Right.
When we think about Tiger Woods, we think about his car getting, you know, that those people have to live with that memory forever. Even though what was done to them was bad, you still think like, man, they had to go to that extreme, so they have to live with that part of it.
And let me ask you this, Elizabeth. Do you think women hold more of a grudge in a breakup or men hold more of a grudge?
I think it depends on the person. I don't think it's a female or a male thing. I think it depends on the intensity of how the people felt about each other in the relationship, A. And if that person really loved that person and that person left them and they didn't want it to happen, uh-huh. I think whether it's a male or female, they could hold a grudge. It just depends.
I don't know. Maybe I'm starting something, but I think women do. I think, you know, but I do know some dudes that have become lunatics.
Some stalkers that are guys
absolutely. Yeah, I do. You know, I'm going to keep it fair. Mm-hmm. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you had a breakup and want to kind of explain how you got out of the situation, or if you have a cute little anecdote or something you want to share with us, 773-591-1690. We're going to open up the phone lines and hear, you know, how did you get rid of somebody, and keep it clean, you guys. But if you do want to share your little breakup stories, or, you know, you might want to tell somebody how to break up with somebody. Because, I mean, you know, but I, you know what hurts my heart more than anything? So many people just, and when people break up, they act like they don't know each other anymore.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, like such enemies. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. Why is it, you know?
And my thing is, like, if you love someone, I don't think because you break up, you stop feeling that love for them. You may love them in a different way. Mm. But if you hate someone that you said you love, then you probably didn't love that person.
You're right, because I don't understand, after you've, you know, had sex and you've gone places and traveled and all that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden it's over, and, oh, I hate so-and-so. And I want to say to myself, what the hell made you get with them anyway?
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, let's continue on this point, and then we'll go to break in just a little bit. So what's our next point? Number three, do not try to make the other person feel better.
Yeah.
Ooh, now what does that mean?
So in other words, you know, a lot of times when you're breaking up with someone, you kind of want to console them. You want to make them feel better, which can lead to you becoming becoming intimate with them again in that moment, and it takes you through this vicious cycle of never really ending the relationship. So when you cut ties, you got to cut
ties. I feel bad because that's the best sex ever. That we done just tore up the house, and now, you know, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm – no, it's somebody else listening to this show that done raised their hand. If you agree, raise your hand. Okay. But you're saying that's not good.
No, you need to cut ties. Really? And when you cut ties, you – breaking up is hard. You have to let the person absorb it, and you got to pull back from them.
Okay.
Because the more you, like, pull closer to them, you really send them conflicting and confusing messages.
Yeah, well, that's why the police ended up at my house.
A couple times. Yeah.
Well, no, I said just one now. Just one. Just one now on record. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real. Look, if you have a way you got rid of somebody or want to share your story of a breakup, and as long as you don't pull out that little tiny violin, please call 773-591-1690. We're talking about breakups and how not to have a broken heart in the process. You're listening to the Chicago 1690 AM WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Art Chat Daddy Sims, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But most importantly, we hope that each and every night you're relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever the stress and drama of your day may have been. We ask that you let it go. It is happy hour here at VON, so you should have your favorite beverage. And if you're at work, continue to do enough work that you're able to keep your job, but keep listening to Real Talk, Real People. Our dear friend Elizabeth Overstreet, author, relationship advice guru, and life coach, and just one of my dear, dear buddies, she's here in studio talking about how do you navigate a breakup that you don't end up with a completely smashed, broken heart or busted out windows or any of those things. And, you know, I think it's important that people do talk about breaking up. And so the next thing you and I are going to talk about is recognize that the breakup itself is a sign that you're incompatible and you're better off not being together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times people are like, we were so good together, but you're not together.
Oh.
It didn't work out. So that's a sign that you weren't, you know, compatible.
You said that so easy. You said that,
but
like,
it's true.
Yeah, but you know, for a lot of folks, that's hard. What, you don't want this no more? What you mean? Come on, baby. Are you kidding me? You done lost your mind. I mean, so, you know, and you saying it like, I have a small fried rice, extra vegetables, please. Elizabeth.
But look, this is the thing. The more time you spend being with someone who doesn't want to be with you and who doesn't feel they're compatible with you, you're wasting time. And you're preventing yourself from really getting with somebody who can be compatible and better for you. So it's almost, a lot of times breakups are hard in the moment, but in the end, it's always a blessing in disguise, because it doesn't mean that necessarily you were wrong, you know, as a person. It just means you weren't right for that particular person. So that actually opens the door for you to have better experiences. And I think if you look at it that way, you would look at breakups totally different.
Do you think a lot of people are afraid to leave what they're in out of fear that they won't meet somebody else, or they've gotten too old, or you know, and how do you, and again, when we come back from national news, we're going to kind of talk about, if you're in a domestic violence situation, because you and I both were talking about Power,
right?
The show, and then our show tomorrow night kind of ties into that and some other things. But for people who, you know, it ain't working, you know, how do you, what encouragement would you, you've been giving great advice, but what do you do?
It's hard. I mean, I think, you know, I've been in a situation where I was married and it was hard for me to walk away from that relationship, but And it was scary, and I think the unknown is always scary, but I think you have to always remember life is about growth. It's not about staying stagnant. You can't grow if you stay in things that are unhealthy and that aren't making you, you know, making you feel good about yourself.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And so while it's hard to do that, I think it's worse to waste time and your life in a situation, because the thing that you really regret in life anyway, it's not the things that you did in life. It's always the things you didn't do, the risks you didn't take. So if you spend 20, 30 years, and you always hear couples say this, they'll wait till like the kids are grown, and it'll be like 30 years later, and they'll break up, and then they'll say, man, that was the best thing I did. And you'll say, what would you have done differently? And they'll say, I wish I would have done it sooner. So a lot of people hold on to this false sense of security, but it erodes them in different ways. It stresses them out. It makes them unhappy. So in the end, I mean, it comes down to your happiness and investing, you know, in your being, you know, investing in yourself and just taking those steps.
Okay.
You get rewarded for it.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a frequent flyer program, huh? Like so many this, so many that. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a relationship breakup story you want to share, or if you found a cute little way to break up with somebody, you left out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back, you know, that ain't quite right. But, you know, if you want to share your breakup story or, you know, how you best break up with people, we'll change your name to protect you, you know, but we do what we do here. Our good friend Elizabeth Overstreet, she's the author of the book, The Relationship Investigator's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. And she and I are talking about how to gracefully break up with somebody without everybody being smashed and broke up in the process. And that's a good thing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Another bonus tip, I think it's harder now to break up in a way, because before you broke up with somebody, you were done. But now because of social media,
yes, Lord.
You can always see like what they're doing.
That's
and it's
right.
just our natural inclination and curiosity is to check out their page and see what's going on. But I think it's almost like you need to block it for a while.
That's why I block them.
Oh, wow.
So that you're not like, because I think every time, it's like trauma when you break up. So every time you go in there and you're like, he's moved on with that really cute girl or cute woman, you're looking at it, you're looking at the vacations that you really should be on or you feel you should be on. It keeps opening that wound. You're not allowing yourself to heal.
Yep. One of my exes got married a couple of weeks ago. We're just going to leave that where it is. God bless they.
Talk about that.
Yeah,
right.
God bless they whatever. Yes.
And you don't have to block them either. You know, I got friends, you know, exes that I'm friends with. And, you know, a lot of them starting to post, like, who they're with now.
Right.
But what I do, I just stop following them.
Okay.
I didn't delete them off my page.
Right, you just
but
stopped following.
Before, you wasn't doing that with me and you was together. So
right.
I see what you're doing. So I just stopped following you.
Okay. All right. When we come back from national news and break and all that great stuff, we're going to continue our Tuesday night conversation with the one and only Miss Elizabeth Overstreet. And we're talking about how to break up without getting your heart smashed. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. 1590 AM, WVON.